So the Deepwater Horizon oil spill down in the Gulf may very well become the most costly environmental disaster in U.S. history, in world history for that matter. The total costs are still unknown. But here's some context. The Exxon Valdez spill, which was much less damaging than Deepwater Horizon, cost Exxon $3.8 billion in cleanup and damage costs, $500 million in punitive damages. Taking into account expenses of this magnitude, what does that say about the price of oil in barrels? Actually, the oil price is hovering around $72, $73 a barrel this morning. Joining us now is Trevor Hauser, a partner at the New York-based economic research firm, the Rhodium Group. He's a visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, John.
So how do you build into the price of oil the costs that we're seeing accumulating down in the Gulf? And is that price reflective of the costs of disasters, anticipating disasters like this?
Sure. So this is what economists like to call externalities, these hidden costs of energy, costs of our oil demand that are borne by society as a whole, but that the consumer doesn't face at the pump. Now, some of the costs of oil spills are included in the price of oil to the extent that companies have to anticipate, plan, put money aside for such events.
And to create redundancy
in
equipment.
Think through what some of the cost to society as a whole, if you think about it in terms of price per gallon of a spill like the Deepwater Horizon spill. You said in your intro you used ExxonMobil as an example, and that's kind of a good thought experiment because, of course, we don't know yet what the full impact of the spill in the Gulf will be because the oil is still flowing. We don't know how the coastline exactly is going to get hit. And obviously the ecological effects of the spill are going to be immense. And putting a price tag on that is tricky. But if we look at the Exxon spill from 1989, as you said, the Exxon paid about $3.8 billion in 1989 dollars in cleaning up the spill. And then courts ordered an extra $500 million in punitive payments. Now, the original award was $5 billion in punitive damages. So if we kind of use that $8.8 billion number as the high end and we take it into current dollars, we're talking about $15 billion.
And we can only
and the Exxon spill was about 257,000 barrels.
Right, right. And we can assume that Exxon passed those costs along to consumers one way or another. Let's move away from oil for a moment. It seems to me that the nuclear industry has gone through this, and one of the reasons why nuclear plants aren't developed in the United States, at least not even on the drawing board until recently, is that a lot of costs of safety concerns and safety maintenance was built into the actual rate base. Utilities had to charge higher amounts for nuclear power because of the anticipation of some of the costs, high costs of nuclear energy. Is that a model here?
It depends. I mean, the oil market is very competitive, unlike nuclear power, where an individual project in the electricity industry sets the rates in negotiations with a local regulator. In the oil industry, ExxonMobil is competing against a number of other oil companies, the Saudi Arabian National Oil Company, Chevron. And so their ability to pass through prices to consumers is a little bit less. But I think the key point is that even if you look at if you assume that none of it is passed through right now in a gallon of gasoline, the price tag, depending on when the oil stops flowing, of this bill could be anywhere between $10 billion and $200 billion. And while that's a big number in and of itself, it's still pretty small relative to how much Americans spend on oil, which is at current oil prices about $500 billion a year.
That is striking to me because, I mean, we've just gone through the TARP and the stimulus and the sort of financial meltdown, and those numbers were in the trillions in some cases, Fannie and Freddie Mac, in the trillions. This seems like a small price to pay. Why couldn't those costs be built into the industry somehow so we wouldn't have to be grabbing it out of the taxpayers' pockets now that we're watching the oil spilling in the Gulf?
Well, I think that they ultimately will be collected in a way other than through direct taxpayer spending, whether that's through the price of oil, whether that's through payments into a liability fund that gets increased. But I think the key point is that even if that was included in the price of oil, it's not enough to significantly change what types of vehicles consumers buy or how much they drive. We're talking about you know, anywhere between kind of 8 and 3 cents per gallon of gasoline above the current $2.80 a gallon that Americans are paying if the damages are between $10 and $100 billion.
All right, let's do a final thought experiment here. Is there a price of oil that you can imagine that would significantly reduce demand to the point where, say, we wouldn't need to do this deep water drilling in the Gulf? We could rely on existing shallow water.
Sure. I mean, I think if we imagine any significant decline, and by significant, I mean, you know, 25% decline in U.S. oil demand over the next three decades, then the need for offshore production would be significantly reduced. Now, what type of oil price is going to bring about that change? We saw a significant change in U.S. oil demand starting in the summer of 2008 when oil prices hit $150 a barrel. Now the price
$80. That was only a couple of percentage points, right? That decline.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we saw in 2008, 2009, between a 5 and 10% decline in U.S. oil demand in those 2 years. Now, that's not the type of decline you want to see as an economist.
No.
Because it's mostly a decline because people are just driving less. It's an economic decline. But those prices over the long term would certainly produce, you know, 25%, 30% decline in U.S. oil demand.
But to get 25%, you'd need to get above $150 a barrel and accrue those costs somehow in a fund to prepare for disasters like this. But that's not anything that any politician would even go anywhere near, Trevor Hauser. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's right. I mean, the problem with dealing with oil in this country is that the costs, things like we're seeing in the Gulf, are primarily felt by the coasts. The costs of our dependence on oil, but the costs of getting off our dependence on oil are primarily felt by the interior of the country, where households drive more as a share of their budget. So putting a price on gasoline to help move consumers off of oil has some regional effects that are tough to deal with.
Well, the energy economics for a shrimper in the Gulf, very different than a commuter in Washington, D.C. Trevor Hauser, partner at the New York-based economic research firm, the Rhodium Group, also a visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Trevor, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John. Thanks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.